Moving to item C, 2012 Youth Developmental Hooked on Fishing Adventure. Mr. Hewitt?
Hi, Carolyn.
Hi.
How's everybody feeling tonight? I know you got a big agenda, so I'll be fast. We're planning for 300 kids this year. That's up from 250 last year. We're going to have Scouts, Boys and Girls Club, and a couple other organized youth groups. They're going to come from both the Peninsula and Southside this year. Got a commitment from Southside for over 100 children. So we're spreading ourselves out geographically. The costs are up slightly this year for this year's request from the commission or from RFAB, about 5%, mostly due to fuel costs that we're having from. And we're requesting 24% of the overall cost from the RFAB. Most other programs request 58%. So, you know, we're trying to get more and more sponsorship from outside of the fund, and we appreciate the seed money that the RFAB has provided to get us in the fifth year here. Any questions from the group?
Ken?
What is the date that's proposed?
August 18th.
I'm sorry?
August 18th. And again, you're all welcome. Jim?
Did they get the boats? Yeah. I was under the impression that you all were having a problem getting the boats.
We got the boats.
Okay. Yeah. For the 300?
Yep. And we're all set. Yeah, we're going to have to go to the big head boats again, but we'll get enough.
Bob, how much did we fund you last year?
Was it right at 10,000?
I didn't think it was that much.
Right around 9.
8,900, 9,900. I really don't remember. I didn't do the proposal.
All right, but it's an increase of how many kids?
I think last year we actually funded 100. I mean, 200, and this year we're 100, doing 300.
So you're doubling the participation this year?
No.
50%.
Okay. 150% participation.
Okay.
So from 200 to 300. I believe that. Son, did you happen to have last year's proposal in front of you? Because I didn't bring it with me. I'm pretty sure it was 200 last year. It felt like 1,000. As you know, last year we had to reschedule twice.
Right.
The hurricane and other events. So, any other questions?
Did the charter boat captains offer a reduced rate in doing this?
Basically, we reimburse some of the bigger boats for their fuel. Everybody donates their time. They donate their boats, and a lot of people end up donating things off their boat, like sinkers and brakes, and if they run out. So the only thing that gets back in the charter boat captain's pocket is fuel expense, and that's no rental money for the boat. No pay for him.
Where is the marina, or where did they depart?
Hampton City Marina, right downtown.
So the Southside kids will come over here?
Exactly. Yep. And we're going to start a little bit later this year to give them time to get here. So when we have everybody over there at Crack Donald, we're going to try to leave the dock at 9, get all the kids assembled between 8 and 9. It's a good venue. I don't know if any of you were there last year. I don't recall seeing anyone, but we had a pretty good organization. They dropped them off where the merry-go-round is. And all the life jackets and everything were there. We got everybody signed in and assigned to their captain. And then, you know, we escorted the kids over to the boats. It was pretty well organized. A little bit of a hike to some of the boats. They were all the way on the end by the bridge.
Yeah.
Other than that, it was a great venue. And the city of Hampton's bending over backwards to try to make this work. Y'all probably know that Congressman Whitman showed up last year and gave a little speech and talked to these kids. As part of the educational program, we asked them to write a survey or essay, not survey.
They're mostly head boats, Bob.
We'll have over 26 packs, 26 or 27 six packs.
Okay.
But I mean, to get the numbers, we got to have the head boats.
Yeah.
So it just doesn't work without it. But, you know, Ocean Eagle and a couple others.
That's,
you know,
Valley Peak.
They'll take 100 people. So
yeah.
That helps out a lot.
Any further questions? Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.